Banora, Coenda Longa, 1965, The Pool of Struggle. I baited the hook and placed it in a tube. I attached the fishing line to a stone. My innards started to stir and I forgot all about time. That's the thing about fishing, between casts. I gnawed on some biscuits I'd brought with me to ward off hunger. I could no longer remember how many times I tried my head in the tube of the Banora. A piece of mainmast gave testament to its last voyage. Covered by seaweed, it was camouflaged between the rocks, only revealing itself at low tide. Every Tom, Dick and Harry had caught a conger eel in that tube, except me. There were so many stories doing the rounds about the Banora. It was carrying a cargo of 1,600 tons of oranges, worth 12 million pesetas in 1965. From Fisterra onwards, it had a leak which had flooded the engine room. They had requested help from the tugboats, but when they arrived, all they could do was certify the sinking. The speedy intervention of the Musea boats avoided any further misfortune for the 33 men who were aboard. It sank in an instant. The sea opened its belly and began to spit forth tons of oranges. The orange fiesta began, and the pilgrimage got underway as people from all over the area come to collect oranges. They say there were three tides, one of oranges scattered along the coast, another of oranges that had been left to rot in the houses, and a third tide of terrible diarrhea suffered by the people who had eaten an excess of citric fruit. I gathered up my fishing rod and began to think about going home. But I had forgotten the hook in the tube. As I got closer, I could see the line was taut. I pulled as hard as I could, and a conger eel's head appeared. The strength of that creature was immense. I let go of the line when I felt my hands getting hot. Ah, I was happy. I imagined to catch at least 10 kilos for sure. I spent more than 2 hours in the give and take of the conflict and was beginning to lose heart. Luck was on my side. An old fisherman turned up.
Leave it to me. You've got a lot to learn, he said.
In no time, I told he got the conger eel out of the tube. I was just about to thank him when he said,
Laddie, this is the same sort of thing as with a woman. The important thing is to get her moving on the dance floor.
It was so big, its tail dragged along the ground when that usurper held it on his shoulders. I had underestimated. It weighed more than 15 kilos. In frustration, I started to walk home. I remembered the story of the teacher who, to avoid getting wet, waited for the tide to help him by bringing closer a crate of oranges that was floating on the current. From behind him, a woman dived into the water fully clothed to secure the prey for herself. Now I knew how the teacher felt.